Welcome to Talking Tech with Mobile Help. This week, we're at the CES show getting the inside scoop on all the latest and greatest technology solutions in digital health. Our next guest today is Kyle Klein, product manager with A&D Medical, a global manufacturer of connected health devices. Kyle, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me, Liz.
So Kyle, we're seeing and hearing a lot about devices, medical devices at the show, wearables, etc. There's a lot of noise around blood pressure and blood pressure monitoring. Sure. So I'd love to hear from you as an expert in the field. Why does blood pressure monitoring mean so much to long-term chronic care management?
Sure. So blood pressure in of itself is one of the primary indicators for certain cardiovascular risks. So when you think about things like heart disease, a lot of that is a result of high blood pressure over a long period of time.
Right.
And so, you know, as the arteries clog over time, your blood pressure typically goes up. And so by measuring blood pressure, users and physicians and care teams can sort of track that over a long period of time. And so having blood pressure being a key standard of care for most chronic diseases is very important to track that patient over a long period of time and to identify or intervene early before some of those more catastrophic events do occur.
Absolutely. I know you guys followed when the standards shifted from AHA a few years ago. How has that impacted business for you? Like, did you make accompanying adjustments on your side with the new standards?
Yes, that was very impactful for A&D because from a national perspective, you know, here we went from about 30 to 35% of the population being defined as hypertension, and that almost overnight went to 50%.
Right. Yeah.
So, you know, we had to make a lot of changes on our end to implement the new AHA standards in the actual firmware of the devices so that users can start following those new standards in their homes.
I know I had a friend who said he went to bed normal one night and woke up the next day hypertensive.
That happened to millions of Americans.
So let's talk about those devices. I know you guys are always coming out with new features, benefits, devices, etc., equipment. Tell us about the newest features that you guys have available and how that you see those impacting customers.
Sure. So one of the key important factors for us as a company is our connected devices that we integrate with customers like Mobile Help. And one of the key features for us is the simplicity to integrate. And so that's something that we've kind of carried for many years and continue to do so. So that's a very important aspect for us because it allows companies like yourself to get the data reliable, verified, and validated. So that's one key feature, is sort of keeping up with the Bluetooth standards. And then the other aspect is a user perspective. So the devices from our research, they have to be very easy to use.
Yeah.
Because you're really talking about these elderly individuals that, you know, simplicity wins for them.
Always. Yep.
So, you know, things like one button, single button operation, or Bluetooth devices that you don't have to press and pair. We recently launched a wrist monitor where it just automatically pairs to the phone. So that's an improvement that we're seeing. And then, you know, for wrist specifically, being able to identify where they are, because if they're often taking a measurement down by their hip,
right,
it's going to be naturally high. So getting that correct measurement at their heart level is important. And so one of the features that we implemented into that monitor is a sensor that shows where they are in relation to their heart.
Oh, so that's fantastic.
So they're keeping it at the right level.
That's fantastic, because I know one of the issues with the wrist ones is typically that they're not as reliable as the other ones because of that exact issue. So,
right.
Kyle, I want to thank you so much for joining us today. If consumers want to know more about these devices from you guys, where should they go for more information?
Sure. They can visit www.andmedical.com.
Thank you so much. I hope the rest of CES is fabulous for you.
Thanks so much for having me.